The repertoire is varied for the Lexington Ballet. They go from the annual Nutcracker performances to the classical ballet of works like Giselle and Coppelia and Cinderella, to dancing to popular music in their annual springtime hard rock ballet review. In all, it's still an exquisite display of dance, but they also tell a story through that dance. Their current example is a perfect depiction of that, the popular fairy tale of Cinderella, as told through the music of Sergei Prokofiev. I asked Luis Dominguez, how do you do that? How do you tell a story through dance?
That's the beautiful thing about it. I think that because there is no dialogue and it has to come from the body, you have to be an artist. You have to study. You have to be able to portray the story with the music. You have to make the invisible visible, which is why it's so beautiful, the dance, you know, because when you take the music, it's there and it's gone. But then you can actually see it, you know, hopefully the phrasing of what the music is doing and into what the ballet, into what the movement or the artist or the dancer is doing. It's all there, though. It's all there. Beautiful Prokofiev music. The sets are really, really great. And we're also bringing our lighting designer from South Carolina. Obviously, the EKU Center for the Arts is the place to be able to expand all those drops. We have some drops that I have never been able to see fully, but there, you know, because the opera house is too small. But really excited to be in that beautiful, beautiful stage. I think that the production is going to look wonderful there.
You've got some new dancers from the last time that you did Cinderella in the Opera House last year. Tell me about them.
We had auditions for the ballet, and when we started the season, and we hired three new members for the company. Allegra Holland, beautiful dancer, Maddie Groupman, and Alec Roth. Alec is our male dancer. He is our prince. You know, he's an extremely tall dancer, which is very unusual. I mean, about 6'4". Doing classical ballet at that height is not the same, but controlling all those arms, all those legs is a lot harder. You know, he looks fantastic. He is from Wisconsin. So he's in his element with this cold weather right now. I've seen him in the street without a jacket on, and I'm like, dude, you are really from Wisconsin. So these are the new dancers that are coming in, and they're adapting very well to their work schedule. They are doing lots of lecture demonstrations. I mean, they're busy, and I tell them, you guys are very lucky, because here at the Lexington Ballet, the rep is eclectic, and you're not only just not doing one or two things throughout all year long. You're required to go from Cinderella to hard rock ballet to tangos to, you know, the Nutcracker. And that keeps your claws sharpened, you know, and that's what it's all about. One of the things that I pride, me and my wife, Nancy, on the fact that we keep pulling dancers from the school. They are beautiful, beautiful kids to work with. I mean, when you know them from when they're little, you know, it's just like a joy, you know. It's really amazing. And so keeping this positive environment in the company is really important and conducive to growth and to creating and to, you know, to being one happy family. I know it sounds cliche, but it is essential for creating something on stage. Hopefully when the audience comes and sees something like Cinderella, both audience and performance would go home fulfilled.